Hey, Rockford, this is Mike Peck, voice of the Rockford Ice Hogs, inviting you to listen to Time Out with the Ice Hogs with Dave Schmidt right here on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
This is Time Out with the Ice Hogs with Dave Schmidt on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
We're up in double game tonight, not the case. Off the draw, here's Connolly, shot, and a goal! Brian Connolly off the faceoff, ties it at two! Blows it right by Eddie Lack. 1:55 into the third period.
1 week after we did this interview with Brian Connolly of the Rockford IceHogs, he was traded to the Calgary Flames for Brendan Morrison. Right now, here is our interview with former IceHog Brian Connolly. Hi, this is Dave Schmidt, and welcome to Time Out with the Ice Hogs. Today, we have defenseman Brian Connolly of the Rockford Ice Hogs. And Brian, good to have you along today. You've been at Rockford for a few years now, haven't you?
Yep. This is my third full season, so I've been here for a little bit.
And you're one of the all-time leading assists and leaders at Rockford. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good accomplishment. You know, you never really think about that when you come in, but you know, I've been fortunate to have good coaching and good players the past two, and you know, it's worked out.
And you were undrafted. How does a guy that's undrafted go right to the AHL? I mean, that's a pretty good jump for a young guy, especially out of Colorado College.
Yeah, you know, I felt really happy with my decision. Coming from college, actually going into college, I didn't really know what to expect with my future here. And you know, after a few years in Colorado College, you know, I was able to make the jump to the AHL, and it's been a good run for me.
What does an undrafted guy have to do to get a tryout? Does somebody offer that to you, or you just happen to make contact with people or have an agent or what?
It's just more your play. You know, the scouts are at your games, and, you know, you just try to get noticed. And, you know, I just tried to play my game out in Colorado College, and you know, it was a good fit for me out there, and, you know, the scouts from Chicago liked what they saw and, you know, offered me a contract, so here I am.
And here you are in the Blackhawks organization. I think it's one of the better organizations in the National Hockey League myself.
Yeah, you know, the last 5-6 years, it's really stepped up and, you know, become a, you know, premier organization in the NHL, and, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it, and, you know, they're doing good things, obviously, up there. Winning the Stanley Cup in 2010, so it's they're doing things right.
What was the big difference for you when you came out of college to play in the AHL? Was it a big change for you right away, or were you expecting some of that stuff?
Yeah, I came in right after my junior season at Colorado, and I thought it was a big jump. Just you know, the physical part, playing against older guys. I mean, you're used to playing against, you know, 19, 20, 21 year olds in college, and you know, you make your jump and you might be playing against 35-year-olds in the AHL. And, you know, that's a big jump, and, you know, it's your job now. And a lot of guys, you know, are trying to feed their family, so they'll do anything they can. And it's just a different mentality. You just have to approach it a lot different than college.
Now, when you did that, you came right out of college right after the season and played with the IceHogs. Is that something that they wanted to do, make sure that they wanted to keep you? Was that kind of like your tryout at that time, would you say, or?
I signed my contract. Mm-hmm. That was more, I think, for me to get adjusted to the level of play and, you know, learn from the coaches and get used to the system. So the following year I could step right in and, you know, feel comfortable rather than, you know, come in without games played and not really know what to expect. So, I think that really helped me for my rookie season to have a successful one.
You know, talking to some of the other Ice Hogs, it really is a business, isn't it? It's just not hockey anymore. You're a business person in a professional league now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to approach it as your job now. It's something where if you're not performing or you're not fitting in well, you know, you can get moved or sent down or, you know, whatever. You're really kind of their property, and, you know, you really have to approach it every day. Like, this is my job. I have to perform and do my best, and you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Now, you've been here, like, I think 3 or 4 years now. Is it kind of difficult? You see your friends coming and going like that? Because you do make some pretty good friendships because you're always together a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. There's a changeover every year, and, you know, you expect that. And it's a little different seeing players, well, whether it's get traded or get sent down or, you know, even moved up. You know, you have a lot of good buddies that you you make good relationships with, and you know, you hope for them, hope the best for them, and wherever they go. And you know, we have obviously seen a few players from our team head up to the Blackhawks and do well up there, so it's exciting.
And you know, you look at you as a defenseman. What is the key to being a good defenseman in the AHL right now?
I think it depends on what kind of defenseman you are. Obviously, you want every defenseman to take care of his own zone. But you know, for me, it's getting in the rush and helping be that second layer of offense for our forwards and giving them a little help and, you know, kind of being more dynamic on the blue line. And, you know, we have a good mix of guys, you know, young guys, little older guys that have been around the league. So we have a good mix back there. And, you know, we have some physical guys and some guys that can handle the puck and get the puck to the net. So I think it's just accepting your role and making sure you focus on your end, and then the rest will take care of itself.
And you're the Ice Hogs' all-time assist leader and points leader. So you're pretty aggressive for a defensive guy on the offensive side then.
Yeah, you know, I think that's, you know, that's why they brought me in there. They told me, you know, to get in the rush as much as possible and help out there. And that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I like that part of the game. But my, you know, my first priority obviously is in my own zone. And the more you take care of that, the, you know, better chances you'll get in the offensive zone. It's just kind of works its way through. So,
you know, since you've been here, we've had some goalies going up and down and going all around. Is that hard for a defenseman? You have to get used to each goalie, don't you, that way?
Yeah, I think that's really an underrated part of the game, just whether it's getting used to, you know, your defensive partner, or for forwards, their, you know, their line mates, kind of knowing where each other are going to be. And, you know, for goalies and defensemen, you know, we're the last layer of defense there. So, you know, it helps out if you have a goalie you've worked with for a while and you know his tendencies and, you know, how he handles the puck and, you know, passes to you and things like that. So it definitely can be an adjustment if you got a different guy in there night in, night out. So
when you're making those line changes, are you always out with the same offensive line, or you guys, does it mix it up a little bit during the game, depending on how the situation is?
Yeah, it's just the way it goes. You know, you have three pairings of defense. You have six guys, you know, two guys out there at a time, and then you have four lines of forwards. So you know, sometimes you're usually out there with the same guys, but it kind of rolls through, and you just kind of play with each line probably a night, so...
Would you rather be on the power play or on the short end of fighting a penalty, kind of kill a penalty? Which do you like the most as a defensive guy when you get a chance?
For me, you know, I'm more of a power play guy. They use me in that situation. And, you know, I think I see the ice well and try to make plays. And, you know, if I got an open shot, I'll take it. So that's it's more my type of game.
I've seen hockey for a long time, and the thing that amazes me about you defensive guys is, I know offensive guys do it, the skating backwards. That is just amazing. You can go that fast. I couldn't go that fast forward, and you guys look like it's natural. Did you start that real early? I mean, were you like 3 or 4 years old when you started skating backwards like that and stuff?
I'm not sure.
Never thought about it, did you?
Yeah, I think just being on skates, I was, I think, 4 or 5 years old or something like that, and once I started getting into kindergarten, first grade is when I played more and more, like hockey wise, played on teams and things like that, organization hockey. So that's probably when I started picking it up more and more, is just when you're on a team and you have coaches and things like that. The first few years it was just kind of getting out there and skating, slapping the puck around and things like that.
Have you always played defense, or have you played a little bit of offense?
I think I played forward and D growing up early, but once I got more into the competitive hockey, I think I focused on defense more. So,
you know, we talk about young guys and old guys in hockey. This is a pretty young hockey team. I know I was talking to Brandon Siegel the other day. I think he's 28. Here he is, the captain, and you're the alternate captain. How important is that to you to be have that A on your sweater? I know it's a big deal in hockey.
Yeah, it was a big honor to be named that at the beginning of the year. You know, it's my third year. We have a young team, so I feel like an older veteran guy on the team, I guess you can say. But, you know, I'm still learning things, and, you know, it's it's a new thing to me, you know, being an assistant captain, but it's something I've embraced, and hopefully I'm doing a good job of it, and, you know, just try to be respectful to all the guys and, you know, try to be a leader out there.
And you guys changed coaches this year. Is that an adjustment, too, for a player when you get a different coach coming into the system?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little different. I'm a little more used to it because I've had Teddy Dent for ever since I came in.
He was here as an assistant coach.
So, you know, I know him personally and things like that. And, you know, he does things a little differently than Bill Peters did the last 2 years. But, you know, it's just an adjustment you make. And, you know, from a system-wise, it's really similar because, you know, we try to play like the Blackhawks and play their systems. So when guys are getting called up and down, you know, they're used to the way they play. So
yeah, I know that there's always a lot of heat that we're not winning the AHL championship, but there's a reason why this is all going on, because you guys are trying to go to that next level to make the Blackhawks better, and that's what they want you to do down here, is learn their system and how to do things.
Yeah, you know, they want every player down here to develop and, you know, work on their skills and things like that, and, you know, try to mold guys into future Blackhawks. And, you know, obviously with the guys getting called up recently, you know, that seems to be working.
Is it kind of weird if you turn on the Blackhawks game and see some of your buddies out there playing? Is that kind of one of those weird sensations? You know, you always used to watch them when you were a kid, and now here your friends are playing for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's this is pretty funny, you know, turning it on and hearing their names and how successful they're doing. And, you know, you never really know, you know, how a player is going to adjust to that level. You know, they've obviously embraced it and done well and taken full advantage of their opportunities up there.
You know, Bolin, Hayes, and Shaw all scored last night. Former Ice Hawks Corey Crawford was in the goal. Does that give you a lot of encouragement that someday Brian Connolly is going to be up there playing for the Blackhawks?
Yeah, you know, exactly. You see a lot of players up there that, you know, have worn this jersey down here and, you know, gone through the ranks like I hope to. And, you know, it gives you a sense of, you know, when my time comes, you know, hopefully I do as successful as they have and, you know, hopefully stick.
Have you visioned that in your mind, say, wow, this is what I'm going to do when I get on the United Center ice?
Not too much. I'm just basically worried about each game down here and trying to play to the best of my ability. And, you know, hopefully that time comes. And you can't really overthink that. You know, you just have to focus on your game down here. And, you know, when that time comes, you know, you hope to take advantage of it.
And you've been in Rockford for a few years. How do you like being in the Rockford area? Is it a good hockey town?
Yeah. It's we have good fans here. You know, they've embraced the Ice Hogs coming into the AHL the last 4 or 5 years, and, you know, they're excited about their team, and I think it helps being close to Chicago and being close to the NHL team. You know, a lot of them are obviously Blackhawk fans too, so it's a good connection they have with the AHL team and the NHL team.
With it being so close, they get to shuttle you back and forth pretty quick too on that team, don't they? Which is a nice advantage.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. If they need to call a guy up, you know, the day of the game, you know, you just drive down hour and a half, and you're at the United Center, so it's pretty easy for them.
Bloomington, Minnesota, would we get a lot of people from Bloomington coming down to see you play, Brian?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty easy drive, 5 hours, and, you know, my friends and family can come watch me play on weekends, so, you know, it's a good location for me.
Well, thanks for coming in, Brian, and I know you guys have been busy, been down to Texas and everything. We just appreciate you taking the time to come in.
All right, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to the alternate captain of the Rockford Ice Hogs, defenseman Brian Connolly. You've been listening to Time Out with the Ice Hogs here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
You've been listening to Time Out with the Ice Hogs on WROK, featuring interviews with players and coaches from the Rockford Ice Hogs, proud AHL affiliates of the Chicago Blackhawks.